Hare Krishna. The other day I received a request from Vichara Prabhu in the UK to speak about His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, because on the 7th is coming his Vyas Puja, and so I'm doing that now. I was thinking what to speak about. Should you speak about events in our relationship? And since probably many devotees will have seen or heard of those events, perhaps from another perspective other than mine, or even from mine, I thought I would take a different track and rather speak about our friendship and what I learned from the nature of our friendship, and what the essence of friendship is, which is love. Kaviraj Goswami describes love as being that which, even though there may be many reasons for separation, one is not separated, and the good qualities don't increase the love, and the bad qualities don't diminish it. We certainly had our share of disagreements, arguments, sometimes even stayed at a distance from each other, and yet our relationship as what turned to be friends, a relationship of friendship, it wasn't that in the beginning, and the substance that kept that relationship together, our mutual affection for each other, was always there. It didn't waver. I say that wasn't our relationship from the very beginning, because in the beginning my relationship with him was like with a senior god brother, even more at one stage like a shiksha guru. I originally saw Tamal Krishna Maharaj as someone who could represent Prabhupada for me, teach me all the things that he'd learned from Prabhupada, because I knew of his long, intense association with his divine grace. So it wasn't a relationship of friendship at that time. More, I had more on reverence, and he was my GBC and my elder. And what was the common bond, as I referred to, or the focal point of our love or affection for each other, was his unflinching commitment to Srila Prabhupada's service and his love for Srila Prabhupada, and my dedication to Srila Prabhupada. We had that in common. Srila Prabhupada was our common point. Perhaps you could say mine was wanting to know more and more about Prabhupada and learn, and his was the many experiences that he had with his divine grace and in a more mature relationship. And that was the bedrock of our mutual connection and our affection. It took a while for that to become a relationship of friendship. First in Chicago, from there in Texas, I was very much his subordinate and working under him. And somehow the event of my sort of going to the UK, and which meant that I'd actually left his authority, and for about 4 or 5 years not having any interaction, gave the impetus for another type of relationship, which started to develop as we were when we would meet in India, because he wasn't coming to the UK at that time. And as we were meeting more and more in India, in Vrindavan, on Parikrama, I would go over to have lunch at his place, sort of a different type of relationship started to take root. And one one event that I remember that was sort of very, very clear was when he came to the UK, and this was at a time when I was writing the book on creation, and he was doing Brahma Samhita. So he decided that he would come and travel with me as I was going around in my caravan. And we had quite an entourage at that time, Krishna Chaitanya and Jamuna, and Madan Gopal was a driver. And we went everywhere through England, Scotland, and even and Ireland. And it was at that time, we didn't go to Scotland. It was at that time that Jai Pataka Maharaj was attacked in Spain. Anyhow, I remember being in Liverpool and visiting the temple over there. And at that time in my caravan, I didn't use the toilet. We used the shower, but not the toilet. And we were parked not a campground, but just in the park, in the center of town. And so that means that if you had to do a little toilet, you had to actually go outside to the bushes at night. And at one point, Goswami Maharaj really got incensed by this idea that he was going to have to go out there. And he got very upset, and he started sort of arguing with me and yelling at me. And so I just sort of kept mum, and then things calmed down, and we spent the night there, and he did do the needful, as was required, because there was no alternative. And then the next morning, I remember, he came and apologized to me, and he said, you know, I'm so used to being the senior devotee and being the sannyasi, and I was the Zomlacharya, and some of those things are there, but I don't really want that to be our relationship. I just want to be friends, so I want you to deal with me like that on an equal level. I can't say that it happened from that point on, but I appreciated the invitation. It took some time for that to really sort of manifest. I think by the time we started doing Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, which I remember with the most fondness, that's the time when I saw him sort of the most free, just enjoying walking and chanting and dancing, and I still see in my mind's eye how he was dancing along with all the other devotees. And camping out in a tent, and it was that was a very, very wonderful time. And at that time, I think things seemed to gel very much in that direction, in the direction of friendship. And although we had a certain disagreement, maybe sometime around 95, 96 or so, but when he came to the UK, then I was his GBC, and of course I was there in England, well I was between England and Hungary, but I was there in England more than half the time, and so he would always ask me to come and visit Cambridge, Oxford. We spent a lot of time together. And at that time, it became very much a point where he had gone through his operation. He was in a new element, and it naturally came to this friendly relationship where he started asking my advice, and then I got over the being uncomfortable about giving advice. And we would talk very openly, very confidentially. It was a very, very nice, very warm relationship. And sometimes when things got tense, I remember once, and that must have been in Oxford, we were doing bhajan, and I started singing this tune, and he couldn't follow, and he got upset. He said, "Why don't you sing something simpler?" And he got a little carried away. And so I learned at that point, by that time, that the best way to sort of break his man was just to start smiling and laughing. So I just started laughing, and 99% of the time when I did that, then he would also start to smile. Sometimes, or at least maybe on a rare occasion, it would get him angrier. But otherwise, it would just disarm him, and he would also just laugh. And then it became a friendship. It sort of moved into the realm of that relationship. I remember once when I was really feeling distraught over certain incidents that were going on in Hungary, and then I phoned him actually on the telephone, and we talked, and he counseled me. And then when I came to England, we discussed it further. And he told me, he said, don't get too closely personally involved with disciples, with devotees. Otherwise, you end up suffering too much. Keep a certain distance. That was good advice. And although I didn't appreciate that advice as much during that particular circumstance, but I realized that later on, yes, this was the right way to be. Otherwise, it becomes too traumatic living through the lives and traumas and experiences of hundreds and hundreds of people. We became very close, very very friendly. We would sort of like just interact in a very informal way. Let me use that word, informal. And now the last thought that really comes to mind was the last year when he came to Mayapur to the GBC meetings, and we were associating then during lunchtime. Sometimes in the evenings we would also have kirtans, of course. Although I think on that year I wasn't coming so much to the kirtans because I was tied up with other subcommittee meetings. But I do remember just the night before he left, we were having kirtan in the temple room. And I was leading kirtan, and he was there. And interestingly, I was singing the same tune. He finally learned that tune that he was upset with me about because it was difficult in Oxford. And then he was leaving very early, 2 o'clock-ish in the morning or something. And so I remember how he left the temple room while I was singing, and he sort of... We looked at each other, and after that, I didn't go up, but I was staying in the Gada building at that time, and I was thinking, should I get up early in the morning just to say goodbye? But I didn't think that it was really necessary. Our relationship wasn't that formal, and I thought if I get up that early, I'll be really tired for the GBC meeting. But as it turned out, that was the last time that I saw him until after the accident. That was what I wanted to communicate. What did I learn from Tamal Krishna Maharaj? I really learned this bedrock of relationships being affection and not letting events, agreements, disagreements, quarrels, and other things disrupt such a thing, because here was a person who was devoted to Srila Prabhupada and sold out to Srila Prabhupada, and that was also what I wanted to be sold out to Srila Prabhupada. And that's the most important thing. And if we keep that as the center, then all other relationships naturally evolve and grow. I also learned that it takes time. Probably the first time I spoke to Tamal Krishna was in 1975, 76. So we had a 25-year-long relationship. That relationships also grow and develop, have their own time, have their own maturity. And I don't stop to think about him. He came to New Rajadam twice for Janmashtami. I have a picture by my desk on the farm of him, Radhanath Maharaj, dancing, Niranjan Maharaj, me and him dancing, Niranjan Maharaj, leading the kirtan. And he said he wanted to come every year to New Rajadam for Janmashtami. So on Janmashtami, I take the picture of him that I have, the bigger picture of him that I have, and we put it out so that he really can be there. So much more could be said. I guess this will be heard by the devotees when they have the observance or Tamal Krishna Maharaj's appearance day. I guess I wish I was there. I won't be. I'll be here in Toronto with my mother. Perhaps some other time. But certainly Tamal Krishna Maharaj is not a person to be forgotten. And our relationship was one that I will also never forget. Hare Krishna.